This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. Cuttlefish are a major tourism draw card for Whyalla. They're an incredibly unique sea creature, but could they be at risk? There's a proposed kingfish farm near where the cuttlefish breed and propagate around Point Lowly. And there's concerns that the kingfish could be harmful to the cuttlefish's future. I'm joined by Craig Wilkins, Chief Executive of Conservation SA. Craig, how are you?
Yeah, g'day.
So what's the situation here?
We are really interested in some research which has been done over the last few years in terms of what are the adverse causes around the impact on the cuttlefish at Point Lowly. And one of the things that's jumped up in the data is a bit of a relationship between the level of nutrients in the kingfish aquaculture at Fitzgerald Bay and the drop-off in cuttlefish numbers. And we're not saying that there's a direct causal link, but there's some sort of correlation which we think deserves further investigation. And on top of that, we know that SA waters are traditionally very low in nutrients and low in nitrogen, and the productivity and the marine health is based on that low nitrogen level. And yet the kingfish aquaculture produces a lot of nitrogen, a significant amount, and that has impacts potentially on the cuttlefish, but more broadly for the waters around Whyalla and the top of the Gulf.
So what are some of those impacts then?
Well, when you change that sort of chemical makeup of water, that affects every single creature and seagrass. We know that looking back at down further in the Gulf to Adelaide, when there was too much nitrogen being sent out from metro waters, that had a massive impact on seagrass there with a lot of die off. And as a result, there's been some work over the last few years to try and claw that back. So, and then further up closer to Whyalla, the waters really slow down in terms of the amount of flushing. So we're concerned that putting intensive aquaculture production in an area which doesn't circulate very, very quickly, and so the potential for build-up is there. And that we think the council and the authorities need to pay close attention to that, because the last thing we need is to have another negative impact on the cuttlefish.
So what have the cuttlefish numbers been like over recent years?
Yeah, well, the great news is the last couple of years have been cracking seasons, and that's really, really exciting, because at one stage it was looking very, very scary, because we know how important it is for the local economy. It's an increasingly popular tourist draw card, and in the cuttlefish aggregation is it's a globally unique phenomenon. It is really, really critically important in terms of one of those just rare and wonderful bits of nature. So we're all need to look after it, and so we're always on the lookout for potential risks to that. And last time around, we didn't actually work out what went wrong in terms of why numbers started to fall so much. There were various theories floating around in terms of things like water temperature. There's a little bit of fishing, but the sense was there wasn't a huge impact because of fishing. So we're really keen to work out what was going on, and nutrient levels could be part of the story.
Of course, according to Clean Seas and spokesperson from PRSA, the farming activity in the area would be ecologically sustainable. But does that equal, it's worthy of doing it? Just because it's sustainable doesn't mean there won't be any impacts.
Yeah, I'm sure Clean Seas have a real priority of trying to make sure they minimise their impact. But looking at the proposal they've got this time around, it's over double what was proposed last time. And so that's why we're really nervous about such a big increase of aquaculture production in such a sensitive area. And then on top of that, there were reports last time about releases of kingfish into the environment when nets broke or were broken into. And so that's also a concern because kingfish are very strong predators and they love to eat cuttlefish. So having this influx of a new predator into the area, particularly at sensitive breeding times, is also a risk factor we want to minimise. So, yeah, it's our call of the council and of the EPA and of the state government is to look closer at what that impact is likely to be on such a sensitive and important marine environment.
And of course, cuttlefish breed just once a year, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and I describe them as the rock stars of the marine world. They live fast and die young, and every year, once a year, Whyalla becomes Woodstock. It becomes the place where all the rock stars come to, they swim around, they show off, and they're all flashy, and then they die soon afterwards. They only have a 2-year lifespan, so it's really important we look after them when they're around, and it's really important they get a chance to lay their eggs and continue the growth of the species.
And I guess the Whyalla City Council have recently been granted funding from the state government for tourism based around cuttlefish, so I guess it's in their best interest to make sure that the cuttlefish are as happy and healthy as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the same as any really important bit of nature-based tourism throughout South Australia and the world. It's really important we look after these rare and exciting events when they happen, because we don't know why it happens at Whyalla. We don't know why it doesn't happen anywhere else. But for whatever reason, it does. And it is something that is really popular with scuba divers and snorkelers and other tourists. And that's a fantastic input for the local economy. And that beautiful opportunity for all of us to get up and close to spectacular nature. We've got to look after it.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
That's Craig Wilkins, Chief Executive of the Conservation SA on your Classic It's Breakfast.